Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Let's go to the Word of God. I want to talk to you today. We're continuing in the series on kingdom order. We know that God is a God of order. Is that right?
Amen.
Above all else, God is a God of order. And he said in our churches, in our assemblies, let all things be done decently and in order. Is that correct? So today I want to talk to you about what I've entitled The Way of the Word.
Amen.
The Way of the Word. Here recently I've been doing some research in the scripture. God dropped something in my spirit, and I've been doing some research on the way of Cain.
Amen.
The way of Cain. Jude speaks about that, the way of Cain. We see what Cain did in the beginning. We'll touch that perhaps today. But then Jesus made a statement. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Is that correct?
Amen.
And then we find in the book of Proverbs, it says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So I'm going to challenge you, and it's good to be challenged. Amen. I wouldn't want to be anywhere where I wasn't challenged to grow.
Amen.
Or convicted about some things that are wrong in my life.
Amen.
Or compromised. Amen.
Amen.
Not condemned, but convicted.
Yes.
And so we're going to take a look at that. You know, in the beginning, Cain and Abel, you know, some people think God was a little confused because he accepted Abel's gift and sacrifice, but not Cain's. He said, well, Cain was just given of what he had. We won't get too deep into that right now because Abel was the first prophet.
Amen.
We read about that. You see where he was the first prophet. Cain was the first Pharisee.
Amen.
He's the generator of the Pharisee.
Amen.
The ones that ain't fair, you see. The Pharisees, right? Cain. So here's the catch. Just in a capsule so you can understand where that story goes. That was the first murder.
Amen.
But it wasn't wrong on God's part because God told Abel what was acceptable. And Cain also knew what was acceptable. Abel gave to God what was acceptable.
Amen.
But Cain chose to give of his best.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Not what was acceptable.
Amen.
See, this, listen, there are people in churches everywhere right now that are walking in the way of Cain. Because they're giving God their best, but they're not giving God what he wants.
Amen.
They routinely go to church. They'll give. They'll work in the church. They'll do things for God. They'll serve other people. But here's a sad indictment. One day God says, hey, depart from me. Worker of iniquity. You didn't murder anybody. You wasn't mean to anybody. You was nice. But nice, don't cut it. Can I talk to you? See, there's too much deception in the world today. And sometimes we justify ourselves just by our presence. I came. Well, Cain brought his best. He brought up the best fruit. It took him a long time to grow that fruit. And he didn't bring anything that was diseased, you know, no rotten stuff. He brought the very best. But it says that God rejected him. Somebody think God is mean. No, God has standard.
That's right.
God has principle. Now, you got to understand something. Abel was a prophet. Abel was God's representative. Cain, when you read, he was of that wicked one.
Come on, apostle.
So there can be somebody that's doing good. Nice folk. Even serving God in the church.
Come on.
But if you could really see, God says they are of that wicked one. I'm talking about the way of Cain.
Yes, sir.
Religious stuff. All religions stem from Cain.
Come on, apostle.
Every religion. See, we're not even Christianity.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Help somebody.
Well, I as a Christian. Well, that's what you've been taught.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
No, what we are, those that are born again, are saints. You often hear people say, well, I ain't no saint. Well, no, we're called to be saints.
Amen.
That's the language they use, not Christians. As a matter of fact, the word Christian is not a good word.
Amen.
But it's been buried from us because the devil knows the power of words. When God told Abram that he would be a father of many nations, he changed his name. So that his name became Abraham, which meant father of nations. So they start speaking Abraham anytime someone called him Abraham. So they were sending something out into this reality. One day, if not sooner than later, you're going to learn how much weight your words carry. So, Cain got jealous of Abel because his offering was accepted.
Amen.
And Cain's offering wasn't. So, to take it out on God, he kills Abel. I'm going to get ahead of myself here. You know, in us... Well, let me say this. After Cain and Abel, then there was Seth who was born. And Seth was in the image of Adam. Cain was after the wicked one. Abel was in the image of Christ. So you got all three there. You got spirit, soul, and body. All right? I'm going to give you a nugget, then we're going to get into this word. Cain and Abel... and Seth still abide. I'm going to say abide in you.
Yeah. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
There's the potential to be a Cain.
Yeah.
How many know in your flesh there dwelleth no good thing? There's nothing good about your flesh. There's nothing in your fleshly nature that's good. I don't care if you're nice. And your disposition is nice. If it's absent from the Spirit of God, it's wicked. It's of the wicked one. Amen. This is what we have to discern. And God is not mean. And God is not unjust. Amen. He's not. It's the nature, that fallen nature. There's no good in it. As a matter of fact, our righteousness, Cain's righteousness, Cain giving the best he had was filthy rags because he knew what God wanted. But he said, no, I'm going to give what I want. That's from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I asked a question yesterday in our men's ministry. Why was Adam in the transgression and not Eve? Eve the one ate first.
Amen.
Lord, the woman you gave me. why was she not in the transgression? Adam was in the transgression. Eve was deceived.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
Adam was not deceived.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we would ask, well, why would he eat? He wasn't deceived.
Amen.
Someone said, well, how do you know he wasn't deceived? Because when Eve ate, she was standing right in front of him.
Come on.
And he saw what happened to her.
Amen.
You was naked. The glory was gone. It didn't take long time that the moment he saw the withering. But yet, and it wasn't because he loved her so much.
Amen.
And just couldn't, you know, live without her.
Amen. Amen.
He willingly, he saw and ate anyway.
Amen.
So through one man's transgression. Now see, before he ate, he could have said, wait. He could have grabbed that and said, come on, we're going to see the Lord. You need some help. We're going to get you right. He could have done that. But then God's plan to bring the seed through the woman. See, the Lord used the least. Y'all follow me.
Amen.
To bring the seed in. Because who he was after the devil.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.